Hello, my friends. I hope you had a good weekend. Apparently, 2 million people, what is it? 2 million people last month, last week. Can't be in a week. Anyway, we have now reached travel numbers that are the same as pre-lockdown. I never say pre-COVID because the issue is lockdown, not COVID. So life for some people. I was in an elevator with a young woman. To her great credit, I was unmasked and she was masked. She had no issue, I always ask. And I said, so when is the mandate over? Today or tomorrow? She looked it up on her phone, said tomorrow. So I said, and will you be taking it off? With a big smile, not challenging. And the response was not fully clear. We'll be watching or hearing. It is watchable, but we will hear Ami Horowitz's interviews with masked people in New York City. Why they wear a mask. And it will buttress my belief that half this country is unimpressive in its thinking. It's a very sad realization for me. I had sort of romanticized the American people all of my life, and that has ceased. The answers that people gave amounted to a proof of what many of us believe, that masks are, as one woman fully acknowledged, a pacifier. She said it. It's my pacifier. Did you see his video? Now, I know you don't emote much. I'm speaking to the non-emoting gentleman I share my life with. But you must have had some emotion watching that. Yeah. Similar to mine?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to read to you a lie that even liberals listening will acknowledge is a lie. That a lie told by the Democratic Party. Do you know what I'm referring to? I doubt you do. Yeah, yes. That's right. That's why I didn't think you could know what I'm referring to. I picked this up in the middle of a New York Times piece by another one of the fools known as a contributing editor to the New York Times. You cannot not be a fool. If you're not a fool, you cannot be a contributing editor or, in 99% of the cases, an opinion writer. And he relays a lie that even liberals would acknowledge is a lie. Leftists would not. And here it is. It's Timothy Egan, contributing opinion writer for the New York Times. Representative Sean Patrick Maloney, the New York Democrat overseeing his party's congressional campaigns. You with me? That's a pretty important high-ranking Democrat. Says it's a, quote, pernicious lie to label Democrats as the party of defund. That is as blatant a lie as a human can tell. There are equally false statements you can make, but there is no statement that is more false. The sun rises in the west is also false, but is not more false than it is a pernicious lie that the Democrats are the party of defund the police. Get it? It's a pernicious lie. This outdoes Orwell. What you heard and what you saw from Democrat after Democrat after Democrat for over a year, you didn't see and you didn't hear. Just put in, really, put in mayor, governor, Any, it doesn't, no, you don't even need the name. Defund the police. And up will come Democrats all over the country. It's a pernicious lie. Truth is not a left-wing value. It is not a New York Times value, because the New York Times is a left-wing rag sheet. This is classic. No, it's not the party of defund the police. That's a pernicious lie. I invite this representative to come on my show. Who was the guy, John Oliver? I invited John Oliver to debate me because of his lies about the Middle East. And I did a fireside chat about him, and I eviscerated his commentary. So there's a Reddit, very small Reddit site, you might have seen it on Google Alerts, where people discuss Prager wants to debate Oliver. Some of them write, Oliver should do it. He would just wipe the floor with Prager. And I thought, God, I hope he believes that. That would be awesome if John Oliver would believe that. But they never debate. It's a non-issue. They speak to one another. They dominate the media. And that ends the issue. But this was the find of the weekend. Oh, did you know, looking up this issue, New York Post, June 11th of last year, June 11, 2020, Chuck Schumer blocks resolution opposing defund the police movement. How's that? But they're not the party of defund. That's all the way up to Schumer. That's not just your mayor of Seattle or Portland. The resolution introduced by Senator Tom Cotton, Republican, Arkansas, called for two simple things: justice for George Floyd and to oppose efforts to defund the police. And he blocked it because it had efforts to defund the police. The hopes of this country lie in liberals. Will liberals act with courage? Will they follow their own values and recognize that the left is the enemy of liberalism? It is painful to me, given all the liberals I know, and they still don't understand the left is their enemy. You know what they think? Whenever the issue is raised, and I don't raise it much with family, thank God not my immediate family, my extended family. Oh, that's, come on, you know, you're just picking extreme examples. There are extreme examples on both sides. You have QAnon. Wait, so I have QAnon, which, by the way, I still have never seen, never read, don't even know what it is. I have QAnon, and they have Chuck Schumer. Oh, that's a balance. There you go. Suicide attempts by teen girls spiked during COVID-19 pandemic. Somebody on the internet brought up that I had said well over a year ago that the lockdown was the greatest mistake in world history. I was right. And I'm more vindicated today, given that we have therapeutics. The medical profession has killed innumerable human beings in its opposition to hydroxychloroquine, and especially ivermectin. I believe that you are effectively vaccinated against this disease if you're on ivermectin. It is a form of vaccine, as it were. My wife and I have been on ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine for about a year, and two members of our household got COVID. We did not social distance. Of course, we never wear masks. And we didn't get a sniffle. Why did the people in the household with ivermectin not get it, and those without it got it? Is it a coincidence? Could be. I don't think so. We'll be back. 1-8-PRAGER-776.
The Dennis Prager Show.
If you're like me, you're thrilled by the recent news of the world opening up to travel again. You're probably even planning your next trip. The best place to start your journey is at Context Learning. With Context, you learn about the destination you plan to visit. It's like getting insider knowledge of the go-to places for the next big trip long before you even hop on a plane. Context runs live, expert-led courses and virtual tours around the globe. In a given day, you can uncover ancient Rome with an archaeologist, go behind the velvet rope in the Louvre with an art expert, or walk the streets of St. Petersburg with a local guide, all from home. It's a terrific thing even if you're not planning to travel there. It is the next best thing to actually traveling there, and it's interactive. If you love travel and learning as much as I do, you're going to love this. For a limited time, when you buy one virtual tour, you'll get a second tour free when you use the promo code Dennis at contextlearning.com. That's contextlearning.com. Use the promo code Dennis, contextlearning.com. Hi, Dennis Prager here again with a message for anyone struggling with pain. Of course, I want you to know about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that tens of thousands are now taking every day. I take it every day. I like being out of pain. But I know you may be skeptical. I certainly was. Then I kept hearing about all the people, including my wife, who were no longer in pain. So I decided to give it a try. In fact, listen to Janice's story.
I was skeptical at first, but because of the pain that I was having when I would substitute teach and have to climb stairs, so I have lower back, hip, and even knee pain. And after about 3 weeks, I found that I could climb stairs pain-free. But it wasn't only pain-free. I could do it step over step without holding on the railing. I'm really happy. It makes me feel like I'm young again.
That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384. Hello, everybody. Dennis Prager here. Did you look up the pernicious lie?
No, it's his birthday.
Oh, today is Donald Trump's birthday. We wish you a happy birthday. One of the greatest presidents in American history. If by great president one means a president who did great things for his country... since Lincoln, I can't think of someone who did more good things for this country. Neither can you. Coolidge, okay. Well, Coolidge did a great thing in that he did nothing, which is a great thing, by the way. There is no sarcasm meant in the least. His belief was the government should stay out of your life. He was the last president to believe that. That was the founding message of the American founders. The government should stay out of your life as much as possible. The left wants the government in your life as much as possible. Boy, is the world divided in that way. It is such a major division. I need to write my article on the world is divided between. That's a biggie. People who want to control other people's lives and people who do not. You know that in your personal life. Everybody knows someone controlling. Some people are married to someone controlling. Human nature is a very serious problem, and it's a serious problem not only because it contains such horrible natural inclinations as the desire to control others' lives. It's that it's not true for everybody. Some people are, in fact, dealt a crappy nature or a crappier nature than others. Everybody has to battle their nature. But some have to battle it more than others. I suspect that the vast majority of you are not interested in molesting children. The fact that there are people who are interested in it gives you an idea of the difference in human natures that are doled out. Well, maybe the desire to molest a child comes from being molested yourself. But somebody started it, right? somebody who was not molested started the cycle. Suicide attempts by teen girls spiked during COVID-19 pandemic. Among the adolescent girls aged 12 to 17 years, the average weekly visits to the emergency department for suspected suicide attempts from February 2021 to March 2021 was 50.6% higher than the same period the year before, according to CDC. Study likely underrepresents the real number of suspected suicide attempts because Americans were hesitant to go to hospitals during the pandemic in fear of contracting COVID-19, according to CNBC. In Japan, suicides were up nearly 40% in October 2020 compared to the same period in 2019. Suicides by Japanese women spiked by 82% in October. So that's essentially almost double. That is suicides, not suicide attempts, compared to a 21% increase in suicides by men. Drug overdose deaths in the United States surged during the coronavirus pandemic, reaching the highest totals since the opioid epidemic began. But, of course, people say that when I said it was a horrible mistake, the lockdown, they don't know, I don't know how many lives the lockdown saved. You don't know how many lives the lockdown ruined. I'd love to... Are we getting that Swedish doctor on? He was somebody. No? He hasn't responded? So odd. He's written so much publicly. By the way, for the record, at my beloved employers, I've been kicked off the internet again. The issue in Japan, I read extensively about the number of women there in depression, because it's a record number of Japanese women who do not have husbands and do not have children. Basically, if you work under the following supposition, you will have a keener understanding of the human condition. Everything the left says is wrong. I don't know how one could be so consistent. It's not true for liberals. It's not true for conservatives. But it is true for the left. Everything. Not only does everything they damage, is that everything they touch, do they damage. This notion that it is not important to marry and it is not important to have children, indeed it might be an actual positive good, is the source of more misery in the Western and developed world, I include Japan in that, than any other doctrine of the last half century. Can you think of a competing doctrine? That you will attain happiness without a partner in life and without making a family. It's doable. But for the great majority of human beings in history, that was a major, if not the major, vehicle. It's fraught with danger. Every good thing is fraught with danger. The suicide rates and the depression rates among Japanese women is a very instructive thing. Japan has essentially opted for secularism and for career. You know that the more secular the country, the irony, the more they value money. What else is there to value? That, what do you think career is about if not money? It's a career to take care of a family, but you don't get paid for it, so they don't consider it a career. Career means paycheck. Paycheck means worth. That is a secular belief. That is not a religious belief. Yep. You don't need a husband, you don't need children, and you don't need God. Enjoy life.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and top picks on the best coins and bullion. As environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should too. Call Nick at AmFed Coin and Bullion to find out more. I've been friends with Nick for years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. That's a very big statement, by the way. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com, AmericanFederal.com. Hi there. Sometimes there's silence because I'm waiting for some billboard or bumper. And that's the reason. And then there is none. Hi, y'all. I'm Dennis Prager. Oh, is Ami waiting there? Cool. Ladies and gentlemen, the notorious Ami Horowitz. Notorious for poor taste in cigars.
I like it.
I went silent, waiting to know what you would say, and I thought you might say, what are you talking about? I thought you might be actually offended, and you're not easily offended. But
offended?
I love
that. I wear that as a badge of honor.
Ooh, so now you're offending me. Ami, you made a video that ranks as among the most depressing, 20 minutes? How long is it?
No, it's like 4.5 minutes.
It's a credit to you. I mean, that sounds funny that it's a credit, but it is a credit to you because there's so much packed in there. 4.5 minutes? That's amazing.
Yeah, that's one way of looking at it. You could look at it as, oh, God, it's talking 20 minutes.
Yeah, no, you're right. No, it was meant as a compliment. I have one question every time I watch one of your videos.
Yeah.
And that is, and by now I know you and I know you're honorable. And I always think, oh, come on. He edited out coherent responses. I can't believe these were typical responses of people on the street.
So, like I say, each time you pose the question, what you see on camera is the majority opinion of who I spoke to. Yes, I think at the time there may have been maybe one, maybe two people who gave coherent is not the right word, but a different type of answer.
No, coherent is the right word.
It was self-selecting because I was, so the video, to set up the video is I was asking vaccinated people why they're wearing masks outside. And in fact, we happened to be in a park, like in an open space park. And I would say in the neighborhood where I live and the neighborhood that we shot it in, at the time, I would say it was about 30 to 40% of people wear masks outside. So obviously it's self-select because I'm only asking people wearing masks, right? So they're all gonna be in that same bucket. It's something about me, and maybe I have to see a therapist about this. Well, I gotta see a therapist about a lot of things, but in this thing in particular, I have found that I'm becoming angry with people who say, oh, we gotta play it extra safe. Or, I don't feel comfortable. I don't know why I would be angry at somebody else, but I am. It angers me. And it's made me look at even close friends of mine who have taken that position and say, God, I mean, is that somebody I want to be friends with who's just so scared of life and scared of the world? And maybe it's just me, but that's kind of the emotion I felt around this issue.
I have the same. You're in the worst place, though. I do believe that New Yorkers were, of all Americans, the most scared in terms of population numbers in the country. I don't know why. I don't know if it's true, and if it's true, I don't know why it's true, but that's my impression. Do you share that?
Yeah, it's tough to quantify, but I would say we are definitely among the most scared, which is funny because, you know, New York has that image of bravado, right, and machismo, and it's, you know, we're New Yorkers, but that New York is that's a dead New York that's been buried for a long time.
That's correct.
New
Yorkers also think of themselves as the world's most, or America's most worldly citizens, but they're the most provincial.
Oh yeah, they're definitely not the world's most worldly citizens. I mean, no, not people who live in New York. Obviously, it's a diverse city, but certainly among the white woke, there's no, they're not worldly at all. Provincial is the right way to put it.
So again, Ami Horowitz's video, how does one get to see it? It's up at DennisPrager.com. Okay, yeah, good enough. Okay, that's the easiest. Or at AmiHorowitz.com, that's fine. I'm happy to plug your work. Your work is very important. So he's standing there in Manhattan asking masked people outdoors why they're wearing masks. I mentioned one of them before you came on, a woman just acknowledging that it's a pacifier.
Yeah. Acknowledging it about herself.
Yes. So
basically, when you ask people about why they're wearing masks, they fell into three different.
All right, give me the three when we come back. Ami Horowitz's magnificent film or little video, as it were, up at my website. All right, everybody. Dennis Prager with Ami Horowitz on the line, who makes these phenomenal videos all over the world. And he has gone to many, many strange places, I have to acknowledge, but none are stranger than where he lives, Manhattan. And he interviewed people wearing masks outdoors, why they do. Not one response, if I recall, spoke of it in medical terms. It was all some other issue of I feel better, I don't want to stick out, it's my public duty. Am I right?
Yeah. So there was three buckets, right? So bucket one, and I'm not sure which of the three are most disturbing, frankly, but one was peer pressure. Hey, you know, my friends are doing it. And I feel weird not wearing it around my friends, and they'll look at me differently and think I'm, you know, whatever. That was bucket one. Bucket two was screw you. Like, I'm wearing it. Like, remember, I told each of these people that the science that, remember, the great thing about this was follow the science, right? That was, they were screaming and yelling at the top of their lungs throughout this entire pandemic. And of course, they don't follow the science. The science, first of all, has been clear for a long time, but now has even been made public by the CDC that you simply don't need to wear a mask outside. But they still are saying, you know what, it's a screw you to all the people who didn't want to wear masks during the pandemic, that I will wear this anyways, even though I don't have to wear it. One guy said he didn't want to show he has a privilege as a person to be able to not wear a mask, and therefore he won't wear a mask in solidarity with the people who don't have the privilege of not wearing a mask. It was bizarre. It was weird and bizarre. And then the last bucket was people were just, I know what they say, but I just want to be extra careful. I just want to be extra an abundance of caution. And that's just, again, all of them infuriate me. That one probably infuriates me the most.
Abundance of caution. Are you aware that of the insight that I have brought to my listeners, that abundance of caution is AOC?
Yes, indeed. And by the way, if we had to follow the abundance of caution mantra during the creation of the vaccine, believe you me, we would not have had a vaccine for another 3 or 4 years. Right? I mean, and the president showed that when he pulled the J&J vaccine for basically no reason, literally 1 in a million chance of something happening. he pulled a vaccine in the time we were trying to get vaccines out. So believe me, if he was in charge of Operation Warp Speed, it would be Operation Slow Speed, and it would take years out of an abundance of caution to have a vaccine come out.
I want to take a call from California apropos of...
Ooh, I never get to take calls when I'm on.
I know you don't. I know. That's true. You're very... No, you're aware. I love it. You're aware. Rocky, Covina, California, with Ami Horowitz and Dennis Prager. Hi.
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 My wife has a niece, and the niece has a friend. They're both in their 20s. The niece asked her friend why she was still wearing a mask, even though she was vaccinated. And the friend said, I didn't want anybody to think I was a Republican.
Would you respond to that, Ami? Thank you. Thank you very much, Rocky. I completely believe the story.
That's so interesting, because that's not a response I got, but one that I thought I would have gotten. It's amazing that this has, and by the way, it hasn't fully split among, as far as I can see, and it's, yes, in generality, there is a split there, but not a full split between Republicans and Democrats. Like I said, I have a lot of friends who are conservatives who are just scared, really scared. But it goes, I think it also follows along when they said, hey, I'm wearing the mask, screw you. I'm doing this to show you, you know, in Hebrew, there's a word called dafka. I'm doing it just because. And that kind of would probably fall in that bucket, but it's just, I mean, that is just frightening to me. Frightening that somebody...
Is there a mandate, is there a law slash mandate to wear masks in Manhattan or in New York?
No, there is no mandate. Everybody has their, so
all of these people are wearing them outdoors voluntarily.
Correct. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. I mean, I don't want to be overly dramatic.
If I retired from the human race, where would I go? These are the moments that I think, Iceland sounds appealing, but they're worse.
Oh, God, they're the most most woke. I mean, this. I don't want to be overly dramatic, but it seems like a dress rehearsal for authoritarianism. It seems like
that
hey,
was my.
You know, this
was,
is a handbook.
That is exactly right. Well, another great job, Ami Horowitz. Hope to see you
soon.
Thank
you, sir.
All right, thank you. At AmiHorowitz.com or just go to DennisPrager.com. I have a call from Argentina. Valentine. Hello, Valentine. Hello? Anything working here on line 7? No issue? All right, well, it says Valentine in Argentina. I'll address the issue. Do you have advice on how to hang on to hope? I certainly do. The more you fight, the more hope you have. The more you sit back, the less hope you will have. That's it. If you don't do anything, you don't have hope. Most people don't do anything. So it becomes not only a self-fulfilling prophecy, but a vicious cycle. I don't have hope, so I won't do anything. I don't do anything, and then I have no hope. The people who have the most hope are the people who work the hardest. Fighting the left is among the greatest goods a human can engage in American history, indeed Western history. That's it. It's not complex, unfortunately.
The Dennis Prager Show.
My friends, Dennis Prager here. Let me give one more try to... is line 7 operating? I'll give it one more try here. Don't get a call from Argentina every day. Valentine, are you there?
Hey, Dennis, how are you? I'm sorry I couldn't respond. Answer, sorry.
That's fine. Where? What city are you in?
Right now, I'm in Ituzaingó, Buenos Aires.
Okay. I've been there a number of times. Good to hear from you. By the way, how did you find my radio show?
Well, first I I met you, like, I got to know you from the PragerU videos. Then I wanted to know who was behind that, and I noticed it was you, and I started listening to your fireside chats on Spotify. And then I got curious and wanted to thank you and to talk to you.
Well, wonderful.
Because thanks to you, I started believing in God again. And on top of that, I also started listening to classical music.
Oh, wow. I would love to meet you. And I will admit, I feel good. I gave you two big gifts. God and Beethoven. That's really great. So I answered your question when I didn't get to speak to you the first time. And if your question is, do you have advice on how to keep hope? And I said that if you fight, you have hope. And if you don't fight, you don't have hope.
Yeah, I feel like that's the deal, because I had the chance to go to other countries or so to make a living, but I don't want to leave my home. I don't want to leave it to the people who are destroying it.
That's right.
And leave alone my beloved ones. But I feel like they are forcing me to, but I don't want to give up to that.
Have you joined PragerForce?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you should, because you would meet wonderful young people like you all over the world. Send me an email. I'd like to be in touch with you. I'd just like to reemphasize something about my own life and thinking. I have never for a moment thought that my ideas are only relevant to Americans. They're either relevant to people all over the world, or they're irrelevant.